feet and let us exalt his great name together. Hallelujah. Walking around these walls, I thought by now they fall. But you have never failed me yet. I'm waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won. For you have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me yet. I know the night won't last. Your word will come to pass. My heart will sing your praise again. Jesus, you're still enough. Keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm feeling your hand. This is my confidence. You never fail me yet. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me yet. I've seen you move. You move the mountain, and I believe I'll see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way, and I believe I'll see you do it again. I've seen you move. You move the mountain, and I believe I'll see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way, and I believe I'll see you do it again. We've seen you move. You move the mountain, and we believe we'll see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way, and we believe we'll see you do it again. I've seen you move. You move the mountains, and I believe I'll see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way, and I believe I'll see you do it again. I'll see you do it again. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me yet. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me yet. Faithful, faithful, faithful is our God. 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 I'm reaping the harvest thou promised me. Take back what the devil stole from me, and I rejoice today. For I shall recover it all. Yes, I rejoice today. For I shall recover it all. Faithful, faithful, faithful is our God. 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 I'm reaping the harvest thou promised me. Take back what the devil stole from me, and I rejoice today. For I shall recover it all. Yes, I rejoice today. For I shall recover it all. Holy, holy, holy is our God. Holy, holy, holy is our God. I'm reaping the harvest thou promised me. Take back what the devil stole from me, and I rejoice today. For I shall recover it all. Yes, I rejoice today. For I shall recover it all. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus is our God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus is our God. I'm reaping the harvest thou promised me. Take back what the devil stole from me. I'm reaping the harvest thou promised me. Take back what the devil stole from me. We're reaping the harvest God promised us. Take back what the devil stole from us. We're reaping the harvest God promised us. Take back what the devil stole from us, and we'll rejoice today. For we shall recover it all. Yes, we rejoice today. For we shall recover it all. Holy, holy, holy is our God. Holy, holy, holy is our God. Faithful, faithful, faithful is our God. Faithful, faithful, faithful is our God. I'm reaping the harvest thou promised me. Take back what the devil stole from me. I'm reaping the harvest thou promised me. Take back what the devil stole from me. We're reaping the harvest thou promised us. Take back what the devil stole from us. We're reaping the harvest thou promised us. Take back what the devil stole from us, and we'll rejoice today. For we shall recover it all. Yes, we'll rejoice today. For we shall recover it all. Faithful, faithful, faithful is our God. Faithful, faithful, faithful is our God. Hallelujah. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Keisha. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Psalmist Keisha, for that time of worship and song. And thank you, Minister Darrell, for seating and greeting us and starting us off this morning here on the Master's Call. I am Prophet Kai, and I wish you all the warmest of kingdoms greetings on October 25th, 2010. Our two amazing and dynamic co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, founded the Master's Call with the scripture reference, Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. And that is our founding scripture here on the Master's Call. And we are so glad that each and every one of you have joined us here this morning. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And that is what we try to do each day, Monday through Friday. And we have not missed a day in the 12 years or the almost 12 years we have been going here on the Master's Call. And we have a website where you can see and hear all of the archive message since the day we have started on the Master's Call. And that website is themasterscall.net. That is themasterscall.net. And there you can see the speakers' bios and, again, touch base with all of the archive messages from the day we started the call. And there you can also find our theme for this year, which is in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. If you are feeling led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, a psalmist, a host, or if you feel like the Lord has given you a word for such a time as this, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info at themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call. And that number is 667-770-1525. And the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, 667-770-1525, and the access code is 294-617-pound. And to avoid any charges, you can dial 716-293-9707. Today is Testimonial Thursday. Now, I am going to get out of your way so that our mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room can come forward and bless your socks off. This sister of mine truly needs no introduction, but I am going to tell you a little bit about her. She is none other than our very own former prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. Minister Brenda is a woman after God's own heart. She is a mother. She is an artist, entrepreneur. She has been in the ministry for some time. She is married to our brother Freddie, and she is truly, truly, truly about to come forward and just minister to our hearts. She is seeking God, and she is the co-founder with me of Sisters Serving Sisters. I present to some and introduce to others our very own Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. Minister Brenda, are you there?
I am here, Prophet Kai. Can you hear me?
I am, but I'm going to pray and then bring you up.
Okay.
Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you for this time that you have allowed us to come together. We ask right now that you just put your hands on our sister, Minister Brenda Terrell. Lord, you know what she needs, and we ask that you just touch her right now as she comes forward to speak the words that you have given her to speak, Lord. Lord, we ask you right now that you just touch her heart and mind, and you just minister through her vocal cords. Lord, you know what she needs, and you know what your people need even more so, Father. So we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, because we know that you are in control. Lord, we give it over to you, and we seal it in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. Minister Brenda, the floor is yours.
Ooh, glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you so much, Prophet Kai, my sister in the Lord. I tell you, it's truly an honor to serve with you and knowing that God is doing great and mighty things in your life. Thank you so much for that cordial introduction. Love you, my sister. And thank you, Brother Darrell, for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord in your heart. Always a joy to hear you. Feed and greet the people, and thank you for that wonderful tag. And my sister, Minister Keisha Lee, thank you so much for that awesome worship. Yes, yes, he is faithful. Faithful is our God. Now, you know that stuck with me. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much for allowing God to use you. People of God, saints of God, my TMC family, good morning, good morning, good morning. I tell you, I'm so grateful to our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa, for allowing me to share this platform. It is truly an honor. I don't take it for granted. And I know that God's anointing is on this call. And so being a part of it is more than amazing. And so as we pray together, share together, rejoice together, we know that God is going to do great and mightier things in each and every one of our lives. I tell you, the prayer was definitely on time, but I want to share with you, because last week God had been speaking to me, lift him up, lift him up, lift him up. We're talking about Jesus, Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. You know, John 12:32 states, and if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all peoples to myself. I will draw all men unto me, is what the old King James Version would say. But it said, he said, I will draw all peoples to myself. And, you know, for the past week, I kept hearing in my spirit, lift him up, lift him up. And I'm going, okay, Lord, all right. And then Monday night, Elder Mark Lee, who is Minister Keisha's husband, he spoke on, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. My spirit jumped because God was really speaking to me, and he described who him is in a magnificent way. And he walked this thing from Genesis to Revelation, and he told us who he was, who he is, and who he will always be. All glory to God. You better recognize. Yes, yes, yes. Meditate on that. That's a Selah moment. Who he is, who he was, and who he will always be. We got to lift him up, okay? And then yesterday morning, their sweet daughter, Summers Kaylin, came on and started praise and worship with, we lift you high. Let all the other names fade away. Okay, that was confirmation for me. Lift him high. We lift you high, Lord. We're going to lift his name on high. And we have praise and worship all the time in our services and in our worship here on the Master's Call. And I'm sure other services you may attend, and there's always worship where you lift in the name of Jesus, where you're lifting his name on high. And granted, there are songs that come out where we're talking about me, my, and how I am and what he's done for me, and that's all good. But when it comes to lifting the name of Jesus, it is totally different. So what we're going to speak about is what Jesus spoke when he said, if I be lifted up from there, I will draw all peoples to me. And the Bible tells us that he was speaking of them in the manner in which he would die. And, of course, we know that Jesus was nailed to the cross, Lord have mercy, for you and I, for our sins, for our iniquities, for all our diseases. He was nailed on that cross. And He was raised up for all to see in that wretched moment of torment. But there is more, and I believe his drawing power started at that moment. You know why? Because there was a centurion soldier who acknowledged, truly, this man was the Son of God. See, his drawing power started at that moment. And then I started meditating on this scripture and started thinking about thoughts of harvest. You know, Lord, you be lifted up, then you're drawing. So the harvest of souls that are still out there without the Lord, the souls searching for that missing piece. And what is that missing piece? It's none other than Jesus. Questions came to mind. Okay, how do we bring souls to a saving knowledge of Christ? How do we bring them to Christ? And truly, what is our part in this process? We got to lift him up. We got to lift up that name that is above every name. And when we try to get somebody saved, a lot of times it can be frustrating. It can be a frustrating experience. And we may try to convince them with our biblical knowledge. We may try to tell them how much better our life is since we found the Lord. We may explain to them the ways that their life could be richer, more fulfilling, more at peace, and all these good things. And if they would just give their lives to the Lord. And none of these things are wrong or bad. And I encourage each and everyone to continue to plant seeds, continue to say Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. In fact, we have been given the Great Commission to preach the gospel to all the world. And the Bible also tells us to study to show ourselves approved. However, is it not our intellect? It is not. It's not our intellect. Is it our deep spiritual experiences? Not really. That brings a person to Christ. The Bible, yes, the Word of God, clearly tells us that no one comes to Jesus unless the Father draws them. You didn't know that, did you? Go to John 6:44. Actually, that Passion Translation says, it puts it this way. Jesus said, the only way people come to me is by the Father who sent me. He pulls on their hearts to embrace me. Oh, glory to God. And I can acknowledge to that. I remember when Jesus pulled me in, I was by myself. Yes, seeds were sown. Seeds were planted into me. But it wasn't until I was by myself and Jesus spoke to me, and I just happened to open a Bible and went to Revelation. That was a sacred moment. It was his drawing power. And he was lifted up. Many people I know prayed for me, my mother and others in my family and what have you. They prayed for this crazy woman who was out there and thought she had it all together. But yet God's drawing power brought me in. So what is it then? What is my part? What is our part? Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all peoples to myself. So what does this look like? We exalt his name. We magnify his name. We praise him with every part of our being, in everything that we do, in all that we say. We glorify and we exalt him. We hear it all the time. Exalt the Lord. To exalt literally means to praise, acclaim, worship, magnify, glorify. It all means to uplift, raise, lift, heighten, elevate. In essence, it means to lift up the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Magnify him, praise him, glorify him. And to use, and the use of a phrase lift up and exalt the Lord refers to a state of worship. Something interesting happens when we choose to worship the Lord. The atmosphere begins to change. Have you noticed it? As we exalt him and lift him up, our perspective begins to change. As we shift our focus onto Jesus, we start to see things differently. Things starts happening. We feel things differently. In the very act of worship, exalting the Lord, we are brought higher into a higher place, as King David prayed in Psalm 61. And you know he exalted the Lord. He praised the Lord so much till he came out of his clothes. Yes, he did. But I don't encourage you to do that. But yet, when David praised the Lord, he said, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. We come to that rock, and that rock is Jesus. He is our strength. He is our source. He is our everything. And when we worship and spend time in his presence, not only does the atmosphere change, we begin to change. Oh, yes, we do. We become more like him. We become more into his, we become more into his likeness. We experience more of his character in our lives. Things like love and joy and peace, grace, mercy. It starts growing in us. We become more and more like him. Hallelujah. And so as we spend more time with him, then things start changing within us. And this reminds me when I was on a job assignment in San Antonio, Prophet Kai, and God orchestrated the situation where my driving time to that job site was at least 25 minutes or more. And it was a time of me and God spending time together. And I would uplift his name. I would exalt his name. And, oh, we just have such a wonderful time. And the presence of the Lord just filled the vehicle. And I tell you, by the time I was at work, I got to work, I was on cloud nine. And it was just a glorious time. And I can't explain to you the way God moved in my behalf and others' behalf on that job with a supernatural, amazing work that he did in the midst of that job. It was just phenomenal. Why? Because we lift up the name of Jesus. I spent time with him. So as we spend time to exalt the Lord and worship, to lift him up, who he is starts to be reflected more and more in us. This makes us different from the secular world around us. Yes, it does. This makes us stand out from the crowd. We can start to emulate peace in the middle of a storm. They'll wonder, how is she so at peace in the midst of this chaotic situation? It's because of him. We lift him up, and he'll do the drawing. We can draw on his grace in trying situations with difficult people. We begin to respond differently when we're provoked. Our road rage starts to tame, and we start to operate in a level of peace that overrides our physical reality. Mm-hmm. The character of Christ becomes more and more evident in us to others. He is being lifted up that very moment because they see something different that's not the norm. And to the outsider, the onlooker, we become peculiar. This is what it means to be the salt of the earth, my people. You are lifting up Jesus in your own personal time. You are spending time lifting him up, reflecting Christ, and he is doing the drawing. The world doesn't read the Bible. The world reads believers, the Christians. They can tell if we truly trust him. Being an authentic believer comes from times being spent with the Lord, being in his presence. The richness of our private time with the Lord is evident in our public lives. It'll make the officer that pulled you over say things like, I perceive you are a praying woman or a praying man. I'm just giving you a warning because I feel a difference here. Oh, glory to God. I love Acts 4 and 13, where it says, now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated, common men, they were astonished, and they recognized that they had been with Jesus. Lord, let this be so with us. Even me, Lord. Yes, even me. We have to lift him up. Not only do we lift Jesus higher in our worship, but in our everyday lives, lifting Jesus higher in day-to-day activities means that we submit everything that we have and allow him to control it and not we ourselves. So many times we try to control our lives. But when we surrender our pride, we surrender our needs, and we surrender it all to him. You know, our need to be right. You know, a lot of times we have to be right all the time. Mm-mm. Give it to him. Let him take control of it. Say, Lord, I'm laying this at your feet. I'm lifting your name on high in this situation. When we surrender our agendas to him, it means that in all that we do, we seek his direction, his purposes, and we can often seem super strange to the world when we do things, but that's okay, because in Isaiah 55:9, it says, his ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. The world needs to see us fully trust God as we lift him up. Whatever situations we may face in life, broken relationships, sickness, anxiety, depression, family issues, yes, these things are tough and they will come, but they are also temporary. Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. Nothing that we face comes as a surprise to God. He promises he will bring good from it for us all. Trust him in the process. Let him guide you through it. He's not going to leave you in the brokenness. He who began a good work in you and I, he is faithful and just to complete the things that he started. And he will be glorified in the midst of it. You better ask somebody, keep lifting him up. When we start to lift Jesus higher than our own circumstances, that means that we have to humble ourselves and allow him to do the work. God, what is your opinion in this situation? We lower ourselves and we just humbly allow him to work. As we develop a habit of lifting Jesus higher in our everyday life and in our everyday worship, there will come an overflow from our heart. The overflow that when we're in that overflow, our mouth starts speaking life. We start declaring his word rather than the problem or the diagnosis. We start singing songs like, Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We start singing. We start declaring. And we start knowing that God is truly in control. We want to see the world change. We want to see people come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We want to know that the world is in need and that they need Jesus, and we want them to know that. The harvest is heavy, it's ready, it's plentiful, but the labors are few. What are we doing as laborers? Are we lifting Jesus on high? Our families need to see Jesus in our lives. Our neighbors need to see us lift his name on high. The world needs the hope and the light. They need it, and they're looking for it. They need to see it in us. How? By us lifting the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name. Hallelujah. Simply put, lift Jesus higher. You know, we can go day by day knowing that people are going through trials. People are going through tribulations. People are looking at the news every day, and they're getting in distressed situations and being so in a frenzy to say, oh, Lord, this is overwhelming. But in that state, we need to allow people to say, hey, Jesus got this. The Lord said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So let's lift his name on high. Let's say, Lord, you are the author. You are the finisher of our faith. Lord, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. Lord, you are El Shaddai all by yourself. Lord, you are the great I am. You are faithful. Yes, he is, Minister Keisha, as you sung that song. You are faithful. The Holy One, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the King of Glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lord, You are the first and you are the last. You are the Rose of Sharon. You are our everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. Yes, he is. He is our everything. He is El Shaddai all by himself. He is Adonai. He is Jehovah Jireh, the great provider. He is the Jehovah Nisi, the God who places a banner over us. He is Jehovah Shalom, the God who gives us peace. He is our everything. Yes, he is. He is the God who says, call on me and I will answer and then show you great and mighty things. Lift his name on high because he is truly the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Besides him, there is none other. He is the God who created the heavens and the earth. He, with his mighty great power and his outstretched arm, he said, is there anything too hard for me? No, God, there is nothing too hard for you. We will continue to lift your name on high. You are the King of Glory. Back to you, Minister Prophet Kai.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for that on-time word. Lift him up, lift him up. I will be calling you back for our benediction, but please, please, please let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request first. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we just thank you for this woman of God who just poured out into us on the topic, lift him up. Father, we just ask you to continue to be a hedge of protection around Minister Brenda and her family. Father, you know every need, spoken and unspoken, and we ask you to meet them as you always do with the exceeding and abundant, more than she can hope or ask, according to the power that worketh in her. Continue to just minister to the needs of her family. Lord, we know that you are doing it according to your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her and her family. Father, we ask that you continue to be a hedge of protection around our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pecola Roberts. Father God, work it out according to your plan for their lives, oh Heavenly Father. We ask that you continue to just be with the Des De Leon family as they continue to lead artist life and its entirety. Continue to touch the people who work in the warehouses, Lord. We know that you are doing it, Father. Father God, we ask that you continue to just be with the TMC family. You know every need, spoken and unspoken, and every prayer request that we have taken on Fridays and those that have been texted to us, oh Heavenly Father, and we put our hands on it, Father, and we allow you to work it out according to your plan for their good and your glory, Father, that we receive testimony after testimony, Lord, that you have done the exceeding and abundant according to the power that worketh in us, Lord. So we thank you right now, Father, that you continue to do it for those in the hospitals, those dealing with COVID, Father, those dealing with family issues, Lord. We want you to be in the midst, oh Heavenly Father. Those families that are dealing with bereavement, oh Heavenly Father, we ask that you just be a hedge of protection, Father. You be the comfort, oh Heavenly Father, that they need in this time, Lord. You know name by name, person by person, situation by situation, and circumstance by circumstance, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that you are working it out for their good and your glory. Lord, we seal it in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. If you want to hear the playback of this call, that number is 712-432-1085. And the access code is 957-677-POUND. Immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call, and it is Testimonial Thursday, and it will be hosted by Director Claudette Brown with our guest speaker, Mr. C.L. Norman, with the topic of Look at the Change, and that number is 667-770-1525 with the access code of 294-617-POUND. And if you need, the bypass number, that number is 716-293-9707, and follow the prompts and it will get you in without having to pay. And Again, we are so thankful that each and every one of you have thought it not robbery to join us here on the Master's Call, and we look forward to you joining us again tomorrow. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Psalmist Keisha, Minister Keisha, for just bringing us into the presence of the Lord this morning, and Minister Darrell for seating and greeting us this morning and starting us off on the Master's Call. And, of course, Minister Brenda, thank you, thank you, thank you for that on-time word and on lift him up this morning. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Praise God. Thank you so much, Prophet Kai. And I will close with this, and it's in Psalms 24. It says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift them up, you everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Continue to lift him up. We love you with the love of the Lord. Have a blessed day.